Hello, everybody. We're going to continue with the first chapter. The subtitle can fit a lot easier than you think. And here, the author continues to stress how it's really easy to incorporate exercise into your day, and that's important to help yourself prevent any future diseases or other health issues. Chas v'shalom. So he says, even like a brisk 30-minute walk each day can be performed by almost anybody at any age. And he says, yes, believe it or not, walking can dramatically change the quality of your life and can extend its length. And he goes, he stresses that one of the most important things is just really, really making it part of your life. And when I talked to him on the phone, I remember he said that it's almost like a personal minhag. That, you know, people get up in the morning, they say Modiani, they wash out Natsi Shadayim. And if they incorporate exercise into their life, once it becomes part of their life, they realize the benefits. And he quotes he cites his acronym, NEAT, NEAT program, which is non-exercise activity thermogenesis. And what he talks about is doing things that you're already doing, but getting exercise at the same time. For example, when you're on the phone, rather than sit down on the couch or on the chair, you could walk around your room. And I actually started to do this. And you see, it's almost like a free way to exercise and move your body. Again, the idea is not as ideal is to really exercise on a daily basis, but even just to make your body more in motion and not constantly sitting down and not using your muscles and your bones is really what he's talking about. And he says over here that, you know, a person shouldn't wait to be sick to start running around to doctors and taking a basketful of medicines, rather, again, act preventively and incorporate into your normal routine. So people are going to say, I don't have energy after exercising. Of course you don't. That's because you haven't been moving. Move it and you'll find that energy. Don't give up. If you keep it in the program, your body will soon gain resilience and that fatigue will disappear and be replaced by feeling a newfound energy. And to back this up, he quotes the Rambam, who said over 900 years ago, if you feel weak after exercise, the cause, is the omission of regular exercise. If you resume exercise gradually, little by little, you achieve as much strength and vitality as one should find after any exercise that is done properly. And again, it's never too late. Don't think it's too late. He has a great quote by Dr. Kenneth Cooper that we don't stop exercising because we grow old. Rather, we grow old because we stop exercising. And further, he says, if the idea of exercise strikes you as equivalent of being afflicted by the rack or is undergoing a root canal, you just have to change your mind. Don't be daunted. The most difficult thing is starting. And sedentary lifestyle is like smoking. Whenever you stop, the reversal mechanism goes into effect immediately and you start getting better directly. So again, he's saying, you don't have to look for a costly gym. You have to start doing something. That's the most important thing is to get started, incorporate into your life, and start moving around. And with Hashem's help, we will all feel the benefits of being more active. Have a great day.